I'm an addict. My name is Sasha. The NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who is working and living the NA program of recovery, which are the 12 steps and 12 traditions. In areas where there is not an abundance of NA members with substantial clean time or experience with the 12 steps and traditions, there is the possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous may misunderstand NA traditions and invite speakers from outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid the situation. Our basic text tells, for instance, reminds us that NA members from other areas are willing to drive long distances to support new groups. The speaker helps fulfill the group's primary purpose, carrying the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts recovering from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on our active addiction or war stories because we all know what it was like to use. We came to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using, and we are here to share our experience, strength, and hope of recovery. Once again, I'm an addict. My name is Sasha. And you all clap so I can tell nobody's ever heard me speak before. First, I want to thank God for allowing me to be here today, and also the program committee for giving me less than 30 minutes notice to speak today. The Narcotics Anonymous program. For me, the sentence that I want to kind of touch on too about Narcotics Anonymous, they said that this is a program that is spiritual in nature, and that's in our basic text, from which we can recover one day at a time from the use of drugs, which are any mood and mind altering chemicals. They also said in the basic text that the steps are the positive tools that we need to recover. So if you were anything like me, when I first came to Narcotics Anonymous, I didn't know anything about the program. I was college educated. I have a double master's and an associate. I could speak three languages, but I couldn't say no to narcotics, and I had never heard of Narcotics Anonymous. That's how smart I was. And that was the first question my sponsor asked me. She said, "Have you ever done anything that you didn't want to do when it came to using?" And I was like, "Yeah, I had a whole host of things I had done." And she said, "If you ever have, take a break, have a seat, get some coffee, and give us a chance, and give yourself a chance." So I didn't know anything about the spiritual in nature part of Narcotics Anonymous. I knew that she told me things like to read the literature. And inside this literature, it tells us that the steps are the positive tools and that we can recover from a hopeless state of mind and body. At the time, I was so toxic, I didn't know that recovering from a hopeless state of mind and body didn't mean that I could not ever use again. See, I thought the program in Narcotics Anonymous said I had a problem with crack cocaine. But that's not what the program is saying. It's saying that I have a problem with any mood or mind-altering chemical or anything other that I might use to change my mood on any given day. I only learned that from coming around here. The first thing I had to do before I could even get involved into the steps, because the steps of the program, is I had to admit I had a problem. See, if I didn't believe I had a problem, I couldn't get any help. The basic text says the steps are the solution. So a solution is an answer to a question or a concern. Well, if I'm not convinced I have a problem, no matter what you people tell me, I'm not going to believe it. So then I'm in like a dilemma. And the conundrum was I had to start believing that I had a problem. And this is where the program on Narcotics Anonymous came in. My sponsor told me that the word program, don't think of it like institutionalizing. Think of it as like it's God's way of giving you a message. And I was real concerned with the word God, not because I had never gone to church or because I had never heard about God, but because I'm from the South, Southern Baptist, and my family had told me that I was going to turn into a ball of fire, you know, because I had done some things, and they would just look at me like, you know. At the end, I used on the front row of a church, and it was in my grandfather's funeral, and that's how bad it got for me. And so I didn't believe that if this God couldn't help me not do that, then how could he help me with the program? But you people told me that this program is not religious, you know, that I could make this person be loving, caring, and kind. I believe in the literature. And so if you believe that it has to be the group, the chair, the doorknob, I don't tell you any different because that's what the literature says. And for me, in the beginning, it definitely was the group. I came to some meetings. My first year, all I wanted to do was not cut my wrist. My last day using, I OD'd and cut my wrist. So when I came in, all I wanted to do was not cut my wrist. I didn't care about a new way of life. You know, all I wanted, I still had my job with the Department of Justice. I didn't think I had a problem. I didn't know anything about unmanageability. I thought that the only thing I needed to do was to be able to use on the weekend and be able to show up on work at 9 o'clock in the morning. Because somewhere in between me starting using, I forgot what day it was. When I made it to my job at Department of Justice, I would be on the ninth floor of this building, and the FBI building was across the street, and I would use, and I would look out the window, and I would think the entire FBI building was watching me. So I wasn't leaving at 5 o'clock. The building was still there. You know, I'm talking about me without the program of Narcotics Anonymous. But this program, you have to do some work. I can't just come around here, sit in a seat, and think that my life will get better. You know, there's one message to Narcotics Anonymous, and the message is hope, and the promise is freedom. And it's from active addiction. It's saying an addict, any addict can stop using, lose the desire, and find a new way of life. When I came in, I stopped using, and I lost the desire, but I had not plugged into the new way of life. That's where the work has to come in. You know, my spiritual awakening, you know, took the taste from my mouth just for that day, for that moment. I didn't know that it wasn't wrong for me to still think about using, because I was coming to the meetings, but I really wasn't hearing because I wasn't open-minded. You know, I thought the program of Narcotics Anonymous was just what the first sentence said, a group of people, a group of men and women, you know, together from whom drugs have become a major problem. I didn't know that this society that we have in here, I had choices too. You know, I am a prime example. You can come into a meeting and stay clean and not do any work, but your life won't get better. My life did not get better, and I didn't know what was wrong. I didn't know why I had a void. I had no idea. It was only when, through investigation, and I told you initially how smart I was when I came into the program with the degrees, but my sponsor said, I want you to look up every word of every step, because the steps are the lifeline of the program. And I was real arrogant. I was like, what do you mean look up every word? I know what we means. But I really hadn't, because I had been reduced to the self-centered nature part, what was all about me. You know, I need yours. You can't have mine. I'm lying to you on, you know, every example. And I often tell this story to tell you how the insanity had came a part of my life. My last relationship prior to coming to the fellowship or the program of Narcotics Anonymous, I was engaged to be married, we lived together, and the person did not know my real name. I mean, you know, I'm talking about, and me not knowing anything was wrong with that. But I came into this program with the same type of reservation, and I'm going to tell you what it was. My middle name is Sasha. My first name is Ocelia. And I stood around this program for years, and I wouldn't let anybody know my first name. And my sponsor said, well, you know, is the police looking for you? I mean, are you on the run? You know, is that a reservation? And it really was, because somewhere in my thinking, I was saying that if I ever used again, I could go back to my hometown in North Carolina, and if you people came looking for me, they wouldn't know Sasha. They would know Ocelia. I mean, the reservations that the literature tells about the program, the basic text, all the literature, the green and gold workbook that says that, it's not the reservations that I can say like, oh, if my mother dies, if this happens. It's those reservations that I whispered in my pillow at night that nobody else knows about. You know, those little simple ones, you know, not about if the relationship fails, but if the relationship fails and I see him with somebody else in a meeting, that kind of thing that's not real cute to say in here. And so what ended up happening was I knew nothing about no strings attached, that part that they talk about in the program of Narcotics Anonymous, that you do things for people with no strings attached. What do you mean do something with no strings attached? I was nice to you on Monday because this Friday was your payday, not mine, or because you knew the people that I needed to see. I didn't know them, but I came in here and it wasn't so strange about the hugs, but it was that a person hugged me and they didn't fill me up. And that was different for me, you know. I'm so grateful to know that I don't have to identify out because my bottom is my bottom. And I don't have to make it sound like somebody else's. And when I used to hear people say stuff, and I was like, wow, maybe I'm not ready. I didn't go through all that. But I went through the things that I needed to go through to get here. The program of Narcotics Anonymous, prior to coming here, I have a son, and by the grace of God, oh my Lord, I'm sharing this again, but he'll be going to Stanford this year, right? And I'm telling you, I'm so excited. Yeah, how old am I? Don't you look good here? I saw somebody say that, but I'm so excited because this is the same son that when I was using minor mood altering chemicals that I left him at school for 2 years and I never came back. I never left the town. Don't miss it. I never left the town. And it was only when I came in here that you people told me, baby, he didn't have $2. And you needed $2. You know, with a good government job, so I thought. I came in here making $62.5 a year, getting suspended the first day I came out of treatment. I didn't even know how much I made. I didn't even know my job title for the Department of Justice until I got suspended. And you had to fill out this big long sheet, and they tell you who you are. I'm talking about going to a place every day, but only going there because my boss had what I needed, not what I wanted. And you people had to teach me how to hear and how to listen. And you people said, learn to listen and listen to learn. And I had to hear that when these people said that, their connect said, look, you need to get some help. That when my boss told me, look, we just can't give you nothing else. You getting this whole ward in trouble. That I really had a problem. And it wasn't about the outfit or how I looked on the outside, because I would ride. I've been to 40 countries and I've been to every state except for Utah while using. My job sent me to all these places, and no matter what state I went into, copping is a universal language. I would stand in line even when I didn't know how to communicate with the people. I didn't know where it was. I would get out, and I would stand in line for a cab, and I would always know how to get out of line and get the right cab. Never been in the place before, but I would know the right cab. The right cab is like a little dirty. You know, you might be missing a little headlight. And when I would get into the cab driver would look at me and say, oh, I know where you want to go. That's me prior to the program when I caught it synonymous. You know, today I'm not only a mother, but I'm a parent. You know, I am able, page 10 of the basic text, the last sentence says that addiction is not a hopeless condition from which there is no recovery. That means we can't recover, but we recover from a hopeless state of mind and body. I'm not as hopeless as I was here when I came in these rooms, because if I am, I'm doing something wrong. I was doing, last week I was reading something in the literature and, you know, I'm always, I'm in the six-step series in my life now where I see all these defects that although they're not real glaring, I can see them in some of the people in my life, and it's really affecting me because I'm saying, wow, I used to do that. And it wasn't a long time ago. Trust me. It was like last month. That's why I know what they're doing. I'm like, wow, I used to do that. And I'm humbled because the program of Narcotics Anonymous has given me a conscience. And that's what it does. It gives me the ability to accept myself when nobody else will, even when I don't like me. That comes through step work. These steps have spiritual principles. And in the green and gold, in the sixth step, it says that after you do your first three steps, which we call the foundation, it helps you navigate through life. Yeah, you need to not do the 1-2-3 shuffle, but you can navigate through life until you make a decision that everything you're going to write about in the fourth step can't hurt you because it's already happened. You know, I was told that the first three steps, that's when I get up. You know, I'm getting out of treatment, or I'm just getting up, you know, taking a bath again, using soap. And all these things like that. And steps 4 through 6, that's when I'm cleaning up all that wreckage of my past. And by cleaning up, I'm bringing it to the surface. I'm looking at it. I'm telling myself that I'm not perfect, that my defects are natural born instincts that I've misused. That's all they are. I'm supposed to have them. I'm supposed to, you know, be a little proud, but I shouldn't be arrogant. I shouldn't be a braggart. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't be so, you know, compelled to myself that I will make you, if you don't agree with me, that I will cut my nose off to spite my face. And for me, that's like, oh, I'm going to use just to get back at you. Like, it's going to affect you. Now, eventually it will, because you need to be, you know, covering up your purses, holding down your car keys. Eventually it will get to you. but right now it's going to get, I'm talking about my story, how I need to be able to look at me. You know, for the first year, I could not look at me in the mirror. I used to hate when a person gave me a compliment because I didn't know how to deal with, I'm an incest survivor. And for anybody that doesn't know what that means, it just means my dad dealt with me inappropriately from the ages of 5 to 10. And in my family, it's what's seen, not what's said. You know, we didn't discuss anything. My mother never left my father. My grandparents raised me. And I always felt different. So I always had to do the next thing I thought to get attention. Nothing's wrong with wanting attention or acclimate, but I shouldn't have to step on your feet to get it. You know, and then I had to start being comfortable in my own skin. This is what this program has done for me. It's allowed me to go from a person that left my son to somebody that we talk every day now. He's in private school. He'll be graduating this year. And we talk every day, every other weekend. We're kind of like doing the parent thing. And he holds no resentments. But this program has shown me that my guilt and shame will jackpot me. See, because I'll remember things that you people won't. It doesn't hurt me what you say. The reason it hurts me is because I believe what you say. And it's like a scab. You know, if you ever cut your hand and you had a little scab or something up there, if you take the scab off before it's healed, I got some more problems because it's getting reinfected. And that's what happens when things happen in my life. And I'm able to look at them. It's not that you wounded me. It's that you touched the area that my higher power is telling me I need work on right now. Because he's preparing me for something else. I would have never been able to say that with all the education that I thought I had without the program of Narcotics Anonymous. Now, the program is foolproof. It is perfect. It is infallible. But if I put Sasha's program in place of Narcotics Anonymous, I have some problems. But this program is all-inclusive, and it says that as long as I have a desire, and it's not just about using, it's that I have a desire to do better because I had to replace narcotics with using. You know, I can use a person, place, or thing. I cannot want to sit with myself like I did in the beginning, and it was 7 days of the week, so I had 5 people that I saw because I said, God rested on one day, I need 2 rest days. I'm talking about the sick thinking that's in my, and you people love me till I learn to love myself. Because arrogantly I would say, well, if I'm not sleeping with all of them, so I'm not in a relationship. But you people told me that anytime you spend time with the person and that you misrepresent why you are spending that time, then that's being dishonest. The first step says that you cannot recover if you have an inability to be honest. That doesn't mean I have to raise my hand in the meeting and tell everybody everything, but I have to have somebodies in my life that I can tell things to that I won't get into my head and start talking, because the last person I used with was myself. So how many good ideas do I really have left? You know, and that's kind of how it was explained to me. You know, people gave it to me really hard. I was in a treatment facility for 9 months, and then I went to another phase of that facility, and we didn't do outside meetings. And I remember everything they said. I was bucking. It was because I didn't know how to sit still, how to be still, you know. And I remember the first example was that she told me that I could make a phone call. And this is after 3 months. We could get phone privileges once a week. And she said, do not call the first person you think about. Of course, I wasn't listening. I called my son, and my son wasn't available. And I'm all caught up in my feelings. I can't believe they weren't waiting for my call, because, you know, I have things to do. I got 90 days. I got stuff to do. And the counselor told me, she said, well, did you know where your son was prior to coming into detox? And I was crushed, because I couldn't even remember the last time I remembered where he was. And then coming in here and writing some things out, and then, you know, having the guilt and shame of the what if, and you people telling me, can you just stay from downstairs? Because I was paranoid. I said, oh, my God, when I was young, my father molested me, and nobody in my house used, so I'm sure somebody bothered my son because I used. I mean, just insanity stuff. And you people told me, calm down. Please keep coming back. Sit on the front row, you know. The program says that, you know, those of us who go to meetings regularly stay clean. You know, for me, that's as much as possible. I'm going to share this, and it's not a sad story. It's really a good story. I'm going to tell you about the program in Narcotics Anonymous, how it has worked in my life. A few years ago, actually over three now. This is my fourth year. For finding this out, I was diagnosed with something called chronic myelosis leukemia. And it's a real rare form of leukemia, blah, blah, blah. They said, we don't have a cure. We can give you, you know, medication. And by the way, you got 3 to 5 years to live. You know, just a side effect, you know. And I'm like, what do you mean? But the program in Narcotics Anonymous, I had been coming around long enough, going to meetings when I wanted to and when I didn't want to, that the day they told me that, the first thing I did was go to a meeting. Now, I didn't raise my hand and share, but it was something about coming to these rooms and feeling safe. And then when I was able to share through this same room, you know, hopefully in June, when I come back, I'm on the list now for a bone marrow transplant. I wasn't on that list before. And two of the people in Narcotics Anonymous that I've met since I've been here are O negative like me. You know, and they went out and got tested based on the principles of Narcotics Anonymous, not even because we were friends. They just heard me share it in a meeting. You know, I'm an example that no matter what, you don't have to use. You know, I can give you some poor me stories, but the thing I want to remember is that the gratitude has to come from, I'm not using. Do you remember the last day you used? I'm not talking about at the party. I'm not talking about when you had some left. I'm talking about the last day you used and didn't want to. I mean, you're talking about the degradation of not wanting to use. I have choices today. I don't have to sleep with anybody I don't want to. When I wake up in the morning, I don't come to, I wake up. And when I look over, I know who's next to me. I know where I am and I know who I am. That's the gratitude of the program of Narcotics Anonymous. That's real simple for me. So I want to thank you people for indulging me. And I hope that somebody has heard something from what I said. And thanks for letting me share.
Now I would like to introduce our second speaker, Dustin G.
I'm an addict. My name's Dustin.
Hey, Dustin.
Speaker statement. The NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who is working and living the NA program of recovery, which are the 12 steps and 12 traditions. In areas where there is not an abundance of NA members with substantial clean time or experience, the 12 steps and 12 traditions, there is a possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous may misunderstand NA traditions and invite speakers from outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. Our basic text, for instance, reminds us that NA members from other areas are willing to drive long distances to support new groups. The speaker helps fulfill the group's primary purpose, carrying the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts recovering from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on our active addiction or war stories because we all know what it was like to use. We came to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using, and we are here to share our experience, strength, and hope of recovery. I'm an addict. My name is Dustin.
Hey, Dustin.
And I'd like to thank Sasha for sharing again. And, you know, it's kind of funny, man. Like, when I got the call, I was a little like, I didn't put much thought into this topic, right, to be honest with you, because, like, I just wasn't in the moment to think about it. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of prayer and a lot of inside work on me, and I want to take this opportunity to, like, thank God. Right? Like, if you got a problem with God, like, you might want to check out another meeting or call your sponsor or do something, because, like, I believe that God is the only person that brought me here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got the ability to just say, like, you know, I'm here through the court system. Like, yeah, that might have been the avenue that God chose to bring me here, but that's how he did it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I'm not a person that's going to come up here and tell you that I know everything. Maybe last week, you know what I'm saying, or the week before, but not today. You know what I mean? I live in a program that's just for today. Today, and I got is all I got. You know what I mean? Like, they when they asked me to share this, I was talking to the people, and they gave me this, like, little interview thing, and I was kind of, like, twisted about that. I didn't know what if they were, like attacking my character with these questions because I was answering them wrong, and they were, like, coaching me through, like, how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you want to say something to the committee? I was like, no, not really. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, yo, what you mean to say is, thank you for letting us have the opportunity to serve. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. That's what I meant to say. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Sign me up. Endorse here. You know what I mean? But like I'm saying, like, God is so good that I live in a program that's just for today, that depending on my spiritual condition is like what I'm going to tell you about myself. And like that, people were asking me, are you nervous? Are you nervous to share? Like, I'm not nervous to share. What I'm really, really nervous about is not to share that safe message. That 1-2-12 hit that I could just tell you, have you believe some good shit, and I'll be home crying my eyes to sleep. You know what I'm saying? I want to share, like, what God wants me to share. You know what I'm saying? Like, that stuff that I don't want you to know about me. You know what I mean? That stuff that, like, that the stuff, like, I used to knock on other kids' doors and no one would ever come knock on mine to get me to come play. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm going to get right into what is the NA program, right? Like, what is the NA program? They talk about, and another thing is, like, I shared on this topic a couple years ago at a group anniversary, and I remember this guy getting so mad and kicking the chair and telling me that it was bullshit, and that I didn't know nothing about nothing, and I was young, and that just shut the fuck up type shit, and all that good stuff, and, like, I was wondering if that's why they asked me to give this topic, because they knew something was going to happen when I said something. Hey. Okay, it says right here, NA is a nonprofit fellowship or society of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. Now, this isn't talking about the type of stuff that's like, you know, you put two in the cooker and miss type stuff. This is talking about, like, you gotta, like, take a real, real hot shower when you're well, because, like, the steam's gotta fog the window up so bad that you can run past it without looking. Because you hate yourself so much. Okay, that's a major drug problem. I don't know about nobody else, but that's where the disease at the end, like, that's how I felt about myself. You know what I mean? And they're like, and it's talking about a fellowship. It's not even talking about the steps yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can come to NA and make the meetings, make the dance, be sharing your ass off, going to dinner, doing all this thing, and still not be in recovery. And that's okay. Welcome to the fellowship. You know what I'm saying? Welcome. Because, see, what I'm telling you is, if you stick around here long enough, a more experienced member will pull you up on that shit and say something. You know what I'm saying? Like, those type of things, like, are you still going to be my friend when I tell you the truth? You know what I mean? Like, you know, and the real reason why, and I'm going to get into it later, that it doesn't bother me or affect me is because, like, it goes on to say that we're only concerned about your problem. You know what I mean? If drugs ain't your problem, I got no business with you. I mean, I don't know how to tell people how to recover, but, like, what I've been taught. You know what I mean? And, like, as I keep coming, people keep teaching me. As long as I stay teachable. Because I don't have time to, like, act like I know everything. You know what I mean? Like, it goes on to talk about, like, our program is a set of principles written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. Now we're talking about the 12 steps. Now we're getting into the life-saving steps. You know what I mean? The non-substance-specific steps. The steps that's across the board to get, like, everything, that every ailment that you may be suffering from, every little problem that may be going on with you, like, our first step will cover it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I came to NA, like, I didn't want this. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to be, oh, that's lying. I wanted to be up here. I wanted to have this position right here. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all got to know what I got to say. You know what I mean? Y'all used to tell me to keep coming back all the time. Like, I thought you knew who the fuck I was. You know what I mean? So, like, I would come to NA, and, like, and I had no idea what was the NA program at this time. You know what I'm saying? I'm 19. I'm just making meetings. You know what I mean? Like, I thought the dope was the problem. You know what I mean? I kept hearing y'all say that shit, that, like, you know, if you keep coming, the mind will follow. Well, I kept coming, I kept coming. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't say nothing. I didn't let no one know who I was. And I stayed the same person. I was clean. I wasn't one of those people that would come in a meeting and say, I'm a recovering grateful addict named Dustin. That wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I wasn't grateful and I wasn't recovering. You know what I mean? Just because you come to NA and in a fellowship where recovery happens in our meetings. You know what I mean? Just because you do that and you raise your hand and call yourself a recovering addict does not make you a recovering addict. You know what I mean? If you think that's the case, like, take your chair to a chicken coop and see if it makes you a chicken. You know what I mean? I gotta take a drink. It starts talking about a little bit later and what is the NA program. It says, we have paid for the right to recover with our pain. You know what I mean? And my pain is the pain I'm talking about. Like, you know, when your last run out there, right? Your last run out there, you know, I've living with my parents and I steal my sister's prom dress because it's hanging on the room, right? Because I can't steal nothing out of no one else's room because they ain't got shit because I've already been there. You know what I'm saying? So I got to steal my sister's prom dress. And it says $350 on the tag. So I take the tag back to the mall. I get my $350 and I roll down to the city. You know what I mean? And the whole time, I'm not consumed. The only thing that's going on with me is like that I'm just going to get that one more. And I'm going to have that money back there in the morning because I'm going to do my thing while I'm down here, make my money, get high, and have her dress back for the prom. You know what I mean? That's the plan at this time. That's what the disease has told me at this time. So I get down there, and you know, like, my thing is, like, I got beat for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, I didn't get what I was talking about. You know what I mean? And so I got this, and I get the call, like, my sister's crying on the phone, like, where's my prom dress? And for some reason, I answered the phone. You know what I mean? Like, common sense at the time would have told me, like, not to answer the phone. So I pick up the phone and she's crying to me and she's telling me and she says, where are you? And I said, I went to see a concert. And she said, no, you're getting high. And I never forget that. And a week later when I was in rehab, 3.5 hours away from where I live, it was the same sister that showed up every weekend to visit me. You know what I mean? Like, that's what this program does. This program has the ability to, like, take a person that used to cuss God, that used to not believe in God, to let him be up here and serve God. You know what I'm saying? Like, Narcotics Anonymous has started to bless me with things that, like, I know I don't deserve. Like, when people say grace and mercy, like, I don't say it because it's cliche and other people be saying it. I say it because I believe it. You know what I mean? Like, it goes on to say, our primary purpose is to stay clean and carry the message to the addict who still suffers. And that may be the still sick and suffering addict with clean time. You know what I mean? Like, I want everybody to walk away with something from the meeting. You know what I mean? Like it says, the newcomer is the most important person at any meeting because we can only keep what we have by giving it away. I've noticed that, man, like I keep coming, and the reason why I keep saying yes to these commitments and I keep showing up and I keep sponsoring guys and I keep doing the step work and I keep working on myself is because I owe. No matter how much I give back, I owe. You know what I mean? Like, Narcotics Anonymous has changed my life immensely. It's got an ability to a person that couldn't stay with just one girl to a person that stays with one girl every night and has the ability to pray together. You know what I'm saying? And I say that for like, because people think that you can't be 20-something in a relationship and have a healthy relationship. Like, I don't know, like, I'm sorry about that problem. If you have that problem, like, it's not me today. Thank God through God's grace and God's mercy only. Like, I don't take the credit for that, because this is not the person that come up here and wanted this. You know what I mean? I just wanted to beat a couple felonies, which, by the way, like, Narcotics Anonymous will not always keep you out of jail and keep felonies off your records. If you think that problem, like, it helps a hell of a lot, but I'm sorry to say it's not the truth, because I came here just for that. Like, it starts to talk about, we have seen the program work for any addict who honestly and sincerely wants to stop. Like, this program's not for people that want to bullshit and play. It talks about Narcotics Anonymous as a society of men and women. You know what I mean? Like, I came in here and boy, today I call myself a man. I came in here anatomically a man. You know, I came in here anatomically a man, but now I'm growing up in this process. My sponsor's teaching me how to grow up. The guys in my life are showing up for me today. When I can't do it for myself. You know, like, man. You know, God is so good. I've been walking around, and like I keep this reoccurring theme, this peace, man, is just going on inside me. And I remember a time where like I couldn't sit still for 5 minutes. I couldn't stop because that beast inside me, all them sharp pains, just like those feelings, man, just wouldn't let me sit still. You know what I mean? And today, like the program eases those sharp pains, you know. excuse me. It says we try not to judge, stereotype, or moralize each other. We are not recruited, and membership does not cost anything. NA does not provide counseling or social services. NA has brought me to a place in my life where, like, I have a job. You know what I mean? Like, that was not a thing that I was a possibility when I was getting high. You know, Narcotics Anonymous has given me hope beyond, like, I ever thought could happen. You know, when I first came to NA, I got clean in a place down south called Lynchburg, Virginia, and I got clean with like 44 Haitian people, right? And I'm not saying nothing racist, I'm just talking about the truth. Like, and I didn't like any of these people. And it wasn't because of the color of the skin, it's because I hated myself more than any of them. And they just wanted to love me. You know what I mean? That's all I ever wanted was to be loved. To get that love and give love, but I didn't know how. And people in NA started showing me that. And these guys would stay up till like 6 in the morning when they had to be at work and sit with me because like I wanted to use real bad. And I thank God for them guys. You know what I mean? Like, and without those people, I wouldn't be here today. You know what I mean? Narcotics Anonymous has done things and transformed me where like, you can come to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and get everything you want. Whatever you're looking for, you can find in NA. Be it good, bad, or indifferent, it's here and it's in NA. You know what I mean? It's like the people always say, the buffet of recovery. You can take the croutons, you can have everything. You know what I mean? Today I want everything. You know what I mean? I'm here to be fed. I want to grow spiritually. I want to become a better person. You know what I mean? All I want is help to be the person that like I've always wanted to be. You know what I mean? To be the person that I say I am up here, out there. You know what I mean? The person that goes to meetings on a consistent basis. The person that has that relationship with God that like that when my will and God's will are together, there is no room for the disease, and I have that over sense of peace and love about myself. Because when I love myself, I can finally start loving you. And like that's all I ever wanted was to be loved. You know? One of the many blessings that I've got out of this program is that besides the fact that I don't have to wake up sick every day, is that like I've stopped practicing that old insanity. You know what I mean? Like I've stopped hating myself so much. Like I used to wake up every morning and like curse God because I woke up. You know? Like I used to wake up and just want to run, and never crossed my mind that like I was, when I ran, like I'm right there. You know what I mean? I take myself wherever I go. You know, and only y'all taught me that. And that didn't come like the first, the second year, the third year. Like I didn't figure that out. You know what I mean? Like that's a real, real recent thing that I mean, it's one of those things that you'll be around here a couple years and you hear it said every day in every meeting, and then one day it just kicks you in the chest like, damn, that's what it means. You know, and like all of a sudden, like I'm understanding that the person that I take me, the person that sometimes on a given basis wants to come up here and tell you, give you a front, let you like say whatever I can to keep you away from me and not let you know the real me, you know, because I'm a type of person that is so standoffish and so like hit or miss sometimes that I have an ability to like completely cut people out of my life. And like, I want to lose that person. You know what I mean? I want to change. My main thing right now, where I'm at in life and spiritually, is that I want to love everybody but don't know how. You know what I mean? Like, I want to like everybody and give that love away, but there's just something inside of me that says, when you get close to me, you're going to hurt me. You know what I mean? And I want to get rid of that. I want to let the person that God wants in here out. You know? I want to grow up in the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous and recover with y'all. Like, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. And I know that. You know what I mean? I thank God for, like, the ability to put y'all in my life. Because without God, with God, anything's possible. You know, It goes on to say in here that at the beginning of a meeting, we read NA literature. That literature saved my life. You know what I mean? Because I found that y'all will lie to me. You know what I mean? But the literature never lies to me. You know what I mean? Like, I never understood the internalization part. You know what I mean? Like, I could come up here and share and make, hell, I could share on the step that I never even worked and make you think I worked it just because of what I read. But, like, when I go home, do I understand the principles of acceptance and surrender? Do I understand what it means to be obedient to God and not just want to do something because it makes me feel good? You know what I mean? Everything I've done all my life is about feeling good. Sometimes I just got to come in here and learn how to sit through a feeling. You know what I mean? Come to sit in my skin and talk about it till it makes me sick. And I still feel like shit about it because it only cut it just a little bit. You know what I mean? But the next day it starts to get better. You know, if you knew, like, that was the hardest thing for me to figure out when I got here. You know what I mean? I couldn't understand that, like, I kept getting myself in these unhealthy relationships. And I didn't understand what I was doing. And all in reality, after doing some work with my sponsor and some step work and talking to people and sharing about it, it's that I just wanted to be loved. And I would settle for anything. You know what I mean? I'd sell myself short in a heartbeat. You know, Narcotics Anonymous has let me know what I'm worth today. You know what I mean? It gives me morals and integrity. It lets me stand up here and say I'm monogamous and believe it. You know what I mean? It lets me share on the topic of relationships with integrity. It's not, I don't have a lot of drama in my life today. You know what I mean? And that's only because I incorporate the 12 steps and 12 traditions in my life the best I can. Like, I wish I could tell you that I do it real good and whatnot, but sometimes, like, life happens, and I don't understand how to deal with things. But, like, what I'm understanding is that, like, no matter what, I don't have to use. I can sit through, like, my feelings and become okay with myself. You know what I mean? Like, I can start sharing with y'all, and I don't have to use. You know what I mean? Because y'all would tell me, just don't use, but I never understood that. I never understand the process of not using. All I knew was how to use. And, like, all I wanted to do was just stop feeling the way I was feeling at this present time. So, like, I was going to settle for anything, whether it be a woman, whether it be drugs, whether it be shopping, whether it be, like, anything that makes me feel good for more than, like, 5 seconds to get me outside, like, right now, then that was me. And I was gone. You know what I mean? But Narcotics Anonymous has taught me how to sit here, share with y'all, understand, go through the step process, talk to God, talk to my sponsor, use all the tools that are necessary in the program to, like, not use a day at a time. You know what I mean? Like, it starts to talk about our program as a way of life. We learn the value of spiritual principles such as surrender, humility, and service from reading the NA literature. I'm starting to understand that they keep repeating the process of reading the literature because it's serious. They don't say, like, make 90 meetings in 90 days because they're joking or playing with you. They're not writing that shit in there just because they want to hear themselves say it. They're saying it because it's of the utmost importance to keep my spirit intact. Like, I don't understand how people come to NA and, like, you know what I mean? And we teach the tools, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying this to offend nobody, but if it does, like, I'm sharing who I am. I'm exposing myself and how I think, so hopefully I can get help. I don't understand how people come to Narcotics Anonymous and, like, we teach them the tools. We teach them how to recover. We teach them, you know, everything they need, and they just can't get it. But, like, what I'm starting to understand finally through, like, the help of, like, some people in my life and Almighty God is that, like, it's about me and what I'm doing to contribute to the we in Narcotics Anonymous. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to be the only basic tech somebody sees, like, are they going to want what we have? You know what I mean? When I'm in here, what am I really doing? Am I judging you? Am I hating on you because you got what I want and I don't know how to ask you for it? Is that who I am, really? Or am I just up here working, like, have steps of a counterfeit variety? You know what I mean? That sound real good in a meeting and on paper, and I can whisper them in your ear and have you sharing real good and have you repeating the fuck what I just said in the meeting. I can have you doing that, but, like, is my third step really real? Like, when I get that inside feeling that, like, check your bank stuff for that $100 that might be missing at the bank, when God's giving you that conscience inside, and I don't check, and I drive away, and I'm short $100 because I can't be obedient to what I know I should be doing right now, You know what I'm saying? Because I suffer from defects of character called laziness. You know what I mean? Like, am I going to be the person that's going to portray to someone else that you can't ride in my car because I don't like the way you're dressed right now? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be that person today. And through y'all's help and the process of the 12 steps, I'm learning how not to be that person. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I could come up here and tell you that, like, I'm not that person. But on any given day, on how my spirit's feeling, on what I've done, have I started my day off reading NA literature? You know what I'm saying? Have I called my sponsor today? You know what I mean? Like, and I can tell myself when the disease is really prevalent in my life. Prevalent. I just made that shit up. Did you hear that? I wonder if anyone caught that shit. I'm making words up here. I'm having mixtape speaker tapes. When the disease is really relevant in my life. You know what I mean? When sponsees are calling and I'm like, damn, and I push the click button. Because like because the disease has got me so gripped that like I'm so self-consumed with myself and my inability to accept my responsibilities right now, because I was the one that said yes to you asking me to sponsor you. You know what I'm saying? Is the disease really running in my life when I can't answer the phone? You know what I mean? Like, what am I doing to get away from that? How are you growing on the inside? You know what I'm saying? Where's God at in your life for real? You may say you got a third step up in the meeting. You may say that shit, but like when you take the HIV test, where's God then? You know what I'm saying? When you're so worried, you might have it. You know what I mean? Because I ain't talking about you, I'm talking about me. Because like I don't have the ability when I'm out there in active addiction not to do those type behaviors. You know what I'm saying? Like, where's your third step really? What are you turning over then? You know what I mean? When you think she might be pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Or what are you doing then? You know what I'm saying? Do you really have a third step in your life? Is that what Narcotics Anonymous is teaching you? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, like God is so good. Patients have no initiation fees or dues, no pledges to sign, no promises to make to anyone. I had no ability to do any of that when I first got here anyway. More or less understand the fact that y'all was talking and reading shit in the meetings. You know what I mean? That, like, when I got here, I thought, like, this was something that I had to pay for. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about all the dirt and karma that I have done, because all I heard was y'all talking about God. And if you were like me, like, you weren't on the best terms with God when you first got here. You know what I'm saying? So I thought it was time for me to pay the piper. You know, I thought it was time for me to, like, catch up to all the karma and all the bad things that I've done to everybody. But what I'm understanding is now it's time to make things right. You know what I mean? That's what NA is to me. NA has taught me how to sit through feelings, how to not use a day at a time. You know what I mean? How to help somebody else, how to learn to love myself, how to accept my personal responsibilities. Like, I don't know about you, I don't know about how anyone else recovers, but to me, that recovery happens in our meetings. You know what I mean? It starts talking about when the heartbeats of NA, when two addicts or more share the recovery. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love sharing with people one-on-one. Because I was so scared to share when I first got here. I didn't want to have nothing to say to nobody. You know what I mean? Because the more I exposed you, like, the more that I thought that you was going to be able to use and hurt me. I was a person that when I was doing my four step would write things like, I allegedly did this. You know what I mean? Because I've told you I came here to beat felony charges. Y'all say, like, work the steps. And I started working the steps. Next thing I know, I found out that everybody's hating on me for working the steps. You know what I'm saying? I can't help that I got a year clean on a four step. Y'all told me to do it. Now I start doing it and y'all mad at me. You know what I mean? Like, recovery starts when I get here. Like, I gotta go because, like, the disease is real close behind me. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I got here, like, Narcotics Anonymous, y'all said, like, work the steps. So I start working steps. And I start to, like, get some integrity about myself. And I say I start to because it really hadn't happened yet. I'm still working with the counterfeit step because, like, nothing has really happened in my life that's going to make, like, give me some pertinence around that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't really got a situation where I can become powerless. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't been forced into submission because, like, y'all are giving me the opportunities, like in a group conscience, for example. Y'all are giving me the opportunities to become powerless, but, like, I can't step up and be the man I'm saying I am and be powerless in front of you because I think it's weak. So I stay sick. I stay the same person. I start to understand the concept about if nothing changes, nothing changes. You know, and I kept coming to meetings. And I kept writing on steps. And I kept sharing no matter what y'all said. Like, and you know, my thing was like, I really thought I had this thing going on because y'all kept telling me to keep coming back. I'm serious about that. The more you said it, the more I wanted to share, the more I thought I had some shit going on that y'all needed to hear. And like, where I was from, like, it was an area where like, when I would first, you know, I would raise my hand to share, and you didn't raise your hand to share, right? So that was like the key thing that, oh my God, he's going to do some shit again type stuff. And, you know, so I would be in the meetings and I would share this stuff. And like I was saying, a more experienced member would pull me up and educate me about what's going on in Narcotics Anonymous. And I was so in awe of what was going on that I didn't have the ability to even backtalk. You know what I mean? Not because I didn't want to, because I was so scared to that I didn't want to go back to that hell. You know what I mean? Like, I was so done when I got here that like those people that I talk about they used for 30 years, 20 years, like I don't understand that. You know what I mean? Like I shot dope for like 5 years and that shit had me here. I don't understand it. If I'd have used for like 30 more days, I'd be dead and I know that. I mean, so I don't have, like, the luxury to test it. Like, using is not an option for me today. Like, I understand when people, like, I've said that, and people get real offended in the meeting and start sharing about it and all that good stuff, but, like, using is not an option. Like, I don't have that luxury. I can't do it. I can't go back. Like, God has given me the ability and all these tools and all these people in my life that, like, I never have to use again. You know what I mean? And I can't say that enough because, like, I would hear it over and over and never understand it, never internalize the fact of not using a day at a time. Like, I know that God is so good. Like, I know that, like, I never, ever have to use again. You know, like, one of my favorite things in this book, it says, the program works a miracle in our lives. We become different people. Working the steps and maintaining abstinence gives us a daily reprieve from our self-imposed life prisons. We become free to live. You know what I mean? Like, and that's after I get here. After I find out I'm sick. After I find out the disease I'm suffering from is only driven purposes to kill me. You know what I mean? I've never found something so insidious, so like hell-bent on just destroying my life and every component of it. But this thing called recovery that we do has an ability to attach onto every other aspect of my life and start to mend the wounds that I've caused over the years. Has the ability to have me on speaking terms with my family. Has me the ability to go give my PO clean urine. And it's mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I passed 17 piss tests one time, and I remember the last one. The lady came in and said, like, well, Mr. G, we have a problem with your urine here. And I was like, well, I know it's clean. They said, yeah, it's clean, but you're menstruating. And I was like, fuck, man. And I thought I was okay. You know what I mean? Like, I still never understood the fact that, like, by the way, I was using a girl's urine, if you don't, you know. But what I'm trying to say is, like, that's the change that's happened in my life. You know what I mean? Like, I pray on a daily basis. I got principles that I live my life by. You know what I mean? I got integrity that I don't sacrifice because I don't want to feel bad. Because I'm scared to sit through a feeling. Because one of y'all said some shit in a meeting that I thought you was talking about me, but you really wasn't. But I got a guilty conscience, so now I can't sit still in the meeting type shit. I don't want to be the person that comes in the meeting, like, that's my biggest fear, is to be a hypocrite in NA. You know what I mean? I don't want to be the person that lives his life different. That's two people, because it was so hard to figure out who the hell I was in the first place. And now that I'm starting to understand a day at a time who I am and what makes me tick, like, I don't want to change it. You know what I mean? Like, I love myself today. It took a long time for me to be able to say that. You know what I mean? Like, I got friends today in my life. I got a job. I got a family that loves me. You know what I mean? Like, NA has done things for me that's beyond my wildest dreams. Like, I come to meetings on a regular basis because I want to stay teachable and I want to learn from y'all. You know what I mean? I come because I need help. I come to the conventions to have a good time, to hear the message of Narcotics Anonymous in its simplest form ever, that any addict in this room can lose the desire to use, find a new way. I fucked it all up. Here, help me out in unison so people know that that this thing works. The message of Narcotics Anonymous is...
Any addict can stop using, lose the desire to use,
and find a new way to life. I'm an addict, Maiden Dustin. That's all I got. Thanks for letting me share.